enforcement will be able to arrest, jail, and prosecute migrants suspected of crossing into the U.S. illegally. State judges could also instruct migrants to return to Mexico.
From Russia, from China, from Iran, from, I can't even name.
This section of the U.S. border, fortified by layers of shipping containers, fences, and razor wire, is one of the areas where Texas troopers are arresting migrants instead of transferring them to federal agents. Texas troopers have arrested more than 10,000 migrants on criminal trespassing charges as part of Operation Lone Star, the state's multi-billion dollar border security effort. But if the SB 4 law goes into effect, Texas law enforcement will be able to arrest, jail, and prosecute migrants suspected of crossing into the U.S. illegally. State judges could also instruct migrants to return to Mexico.
It's unprecedented.
Texas state lawmaker Victoria Nieve Criado believes SB 4 could lead to racial profiling.
Local police shouldn't determine whether a person is here lawfully or not. That's something that falls within the purview of the federal government.
In an interview with 60 Minutes correspondent Cecilia Vega, Governor Greg Abbott rejected those concerns.
We have people from Russia, from China, from Iran, from, I can't even name all the different countries they're coming from. So there's no one race that gets profiled.
For more on the crisis at the border, Chad Wolf joins me now. He's the former acting DHS secretary under President Trump and the executive director of the America First Policy Institute. Chad, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What's your reaction to the latest headlines coming from our southern border?
Well, obviously, the death of National Guardsmen and a Border Patrol agent is tragic. I agree with Tom Homan. Those flights and the type of capability that they give us is absolutely critical. So not only have they done those in the past, but I assume they'll continue those types of operations as that border is very difficult to patrol. But look, the crisis is ongoing. And as you indicated, we're coming upon the spring season. Those numbers and the illegal apprehensions will start to surge. And they'll start to surge because there's not a policy in place down along that border that is deterring the illegal behavior.
And we'll get into that. He said some really bad things. But one of the lives that was taken from us was a incredible 22-year-old nursing student right here in Georgia, Lakin Riley. Right? Look at the signs. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. From the time she was in the first grade, Lakin's dream was to spend her life caring for others. And I met her beautiful mother and family backstage, sister, friends, some of her friends, a roommate. They said she was like the best. She was always the best. They admit that she was the best. And she was the first in her class. She was going to be the best nurse. She was the best nursing student. She was always the best. She was the brightest light in every room, they told me, and she was the whole world to her parents and to her sister, just to the whole family. Incredible. Then the unthinkable happened. 16 days ago, Lakin went out for a morning jog. She was in great shape. She wanted to keep herself that way. And she never came back. Never came back. They knew something was wrong. An illegal alien criminal who Joe Biden intentionally released into our country has been, and because he's released tens of thousands of people like this, tens of thousands, because you know they come from jails and they come from mental institutions.
As the sheriff of Kinney County, a Texas border community with just over 3,000 residents, Brad Coe supports SB 4 and says he's ready to enforce it.
Like any law, it's supposed to be a deterrent against crime. And this law, if and when it goes into effect, will be one more tool in our toolbox to prevent the destruction of our country.
Still, Sheriff Coe acknowledges the operational challenges his rural county faces.
Right now I have 6 full-time deputies and 8 part-time deputies.
That doesn't sound like enough.
It's not.
SB 4 is set to take effect on Wednesday night unless the Supreme Court agrees to block the law while lower courts review its legality. It's one of at least a dozen legal battles on immigration between the Biden administration and Texas. For CBS News, Camilo Montoya Galvez, Dallas.
President Biden's taking some pushback for the way he refers to the alleged murderer of nursing student Lakin Riley. Let's play it.
Lakin Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. I should have, it's undocumented.
What do you make of that walk back?
Well, what they should be more focused on is actually stopping the crisis along that border and less concerned about the terminology. But look, the term alien is in Title 8 of the U.S. Code. The term illegal alien has been used by the Supreme Court. It actually defines what an alien is when they cross into the country illegally. So this idea that it's somehow derogatory, it's not derogatory, it's in law. It's how courts have been referred to it. It's how the department, DHS, still refers to them as illegal aliens in court proceedings. And so the term is not derogatory. It's just an acceptable term. But what the left is trying to do is obviously shift the focus to undocumented, or they actually used newcomer here recently as well.
I want to play for you a clip of my colleague Griff Jenkins speaking with a migrant this week. Let's play it.
Es el presidente y la vicepresidenta de los Estados Unidos.
Pero entonces ya lo traigo aquí para que me dejen entrar.
Wearing a Biden-Harris campaign shirt, what do you make of that?
Well, again, I mean, you know, not only to the migrants, but the cartels and the smugglers, they all watch what's going on here in the United States, and they know that under this administration, their likelihood of getting across that border and released into American communities has been as high as it's ever been. And so, of course, they're going to be proud of that. That's what they want to do. They know they're abusing the asylum system to get across the border and be released. And so it doesn't surprise me that they are looking for President Biden to give them more and more access to the United States.
He released them into our country. Biden has implemented a formal policy that illegal aliens who intrude into the United States are granted immunity from deportation. Thus, when this monster showed up at our border, he was set free immediately under the program that Crooked Joe created. I call it free to kill. It's free to kill. On Thursday night, Joe Biden was confronted over this cruel policy, and what did Crooked Joe reply? And Marjorie, I have to say, you were very brave in trying to bring up a point. Very brave. Very brave. That takes courage. It's not easy to do, stand up and do that. That's not easy to do, Marjorie. We understand that. He got Lakin's name wrong, calling her Lincoln. No. Mixing her up with the football coach, right? He got the name wrong, Lincoln. And when he asked, what about all the legal citizens who kill people? That's what he said. What about all the legal citizens? When he was asked, what about all the legal? In other words, making excuses. Then just moments ago, I don't know if you heard, because you've all been waiting online for 2 days.
And Brandon Judd, the president of the Border Patrol Union, was talking about this after the State of the Union last night, talking about what Joe Biden was talking about was an abject failure as it concerned actually securing the border. What Brandon Judd, the head of the Border Patrol Council, said is that they compromised solely to get more officers who are Border Patrol agents who could help them actually secure the border.
Well, exactly. So the Border Patrol Union saying that it would get them more than 100 Border Patrol officers, 100 immigration judges. Isn't that better than nothing?
So what you just said is nothing more than a false narrative and a piece of fiction, and I'll tell you why. And that's because the way Joe Biden uses the Border Patrol, the way Joe Biden uses ICE, is not to enforce the laws of the United States of America. He uses the Border Patrol and ICE to actually violate the laws of the United States of America. There are laws on the books right now that enforce immigration in the United States that Joe Biden not only is not enforcing, he's actually violating laws passed by Congress that requires the president to take action that he is not taking.
But just moments ago, this was just before coming up, they just told me prior to what I'm doing right now that Joe Biden went on television and apologized for calling Lincoln's murderer an illegal. He didn't want to call him illegal. He apologized. He said he should have called him an undocumented, not an illegal, and he wanted to apologize. He wanted to apologize, and well, they have a new name, too. They have a new name that's even worse. They have a new name. You know what the new name is? Neighbor. They want to call him neighbor. They want to call him another name. Did you ever hear the other one? Newcomer. A newcomer to our country. Are we going crazy or what? Is this country going crazy? How about that one? Newcomer. The newcomer. No, he was illegal. And I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
There's been some shift in terms of the Texas border was red hot for a while. Now the California border seems to be very hot. Let's take a look at the numbers from the San Diego sector in the week ending March 5th. 8168 apprehensions from 72 countries, 168 unaccompanied minors encountered, 22 human smuggling events prevented, 48 pounds of cocaine seized. How devastating are those numbers?
Well, the numbers are extremely devastating, and that's just in perhaps one sector. As you look across that border, the traffickers and the smugglers are very good at understanding how the Border Patrol starts enforcement actions along that border, so that when they see the state of Texas and Governor Abbott taking action in Eagle Pass and Del Rio and different other places along that border, they're going to shift. They're going to shift to places like New Mexico, Arizona, and California, which is what you see today, because there's no National Guard there. There's no razor wire there. There's no enforcement actions other than the Border Patrol, who is being severely limited by this administration. There's no enforcement action going on there. So I suspect that you'll continue to see the surge in places like California and Arizona continue.
Are you surprised President Biden didn't announce executive action at his State of the Union this week?
We'll get to some of those actions that I know you have been fighting in court quite a bit. But I also want to bring up, look, you probably have been among the people across this country that are most responsible for the Democratic Party and the White House moving to the right on immigration. It wasn't too long ago that Democrats wouldn't call this a crisis. Now they are. That controversial decision to bus migrants to Democrat-led cities across the country. The White House called that a political stunt.
So, first of all, let's talk about the time progression of Democrats. Because it wasn't too long ago when Bill Clinton gave a State of the Union address where he talked about actually doing something about border security. And even Barack Obama talked about doing something about border security. The only person who's ever talked about not enforcing the border laws is Joe Biden. And that's only been recent, only in the past 3 years. 3 years ago, but before Joe Biden took office, he inherited an office that had led to the lowest illegal border crossings in something like 40 years. All Joe Biden had to do was to leave in place the policies that he inherited, and we would have a far more secure border today.
And Biden should be apologizing for apologizing to this killer. Joe Biden, and you understand what's happening here. Joe Biden has no remorse. He's got no regret. He's got no empathy, no compassion. And worst of all, he has no intention of stopping the deadly invasion that stole precious Lakin's beautiful American life. We are profoundly honored to be joined today by the family and loved ones of Lakin and some of her great friends. I met them. They're so incredible. The whole group is incredible. To Lakin's parents, John and Allison, and her sister, Lauren, her roommate, Connolly, and to all of those who loved Lakin, the hearts of hundreds of thousands and indeed millions and millions of Americans and people worldwide, they're shattered alongside of your beautiful hearts. We share your grief. We share your grief. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. I know how tough it is. That's so tough. We vow to keep Lakin's memory alive for as long as we are here on this earth, and we take comfort that she is now home with God in heaven. And I want to thank you, and thank you for being here. Incredible. I know how tough it is.
And because everything's bigger in Texas, I know there are a lot of legal challenges here, a lot of big lawsuits that you have. You are taking on the federal government because of buoys on the Rio Grande, razor wire in Eagle Pass, and also SB4, this controversial law that would allow police officers in Texas to arrest migrants who entered the state illegally. Shouldn't immigration be up to the shouldn't immigration enforcement be up to the federal government?
First, let's clarify your terms. You mentioned the federal government. A lot of people think of the federal government as the president and his administration. What the Constitution does, it gives the authority to Congress, not the president, not his administration.
Not the state.
It does, however, to the state. In Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, it gives authority to states to be able to act when the federal government refuses to act. And James Madison made that perfectly clear during the ratification process, that states do have the power to use their militia to push back against smugglers, which is what was happening in Virginia. And apply that to Texas, we're pushing back against smugglers here in the very same way that James Madison was talking about in Virginia.
I know this SB4 is now going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, but ruling against you, a judge recently wrote, surges in immigration do not constitute an invasion. Isn't that word invasion dangerous, Governor?
So the word invasion.
Incredible. What Joe Biden has done on our border is a crime against humanity and the people of this nation for which he will never be forgiven. That's a very hard thing. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it fast. We're going to have the largest deportation in history. But what a tremendous shame that this could have happened in our country. What a shame. Lincoln Riley would be alive today if Joe Biden had not willfully and maliciously eviscerated the borders of the United States and set loose thousands and thousands of dangerous criminals into our country. To her family tonight, I promise you, I will demand justice for Lincoln. Justice for Lincoln. Thank you. Thank you very much. Incredible. I will fight like no one has ever fought before to ensure that what happened to this American daughter, this incredible, incredible American, that this never happens to any other daughter or anyone else ever again. We will do everything we can that it doesn't happen again. And you know it will, because unfortunately we have so many people allowed into our country that shouldn't be, but we're going to get it down to a trickle. We're not going to let this go on. Our country is being destroyed by an incompetent president, and we're not going to let this happen. I mean, the good thing about his speech, if you want to call his rant the other night, he probably did well enough that he's not going to be replaced on the ballot, because they were talking about replacing.
Is the word that is used in the United States Constitution. If we're going to talk about this in a way that leads to a law that authorizes Texas to do what it's going to do, we have to use the words that are used in the Constitution, which is why those words are chosen.
Are migrants crossing the border an invasion?
Well, again, you need to clarify your word choice.
I'm asking you, sir.
No, these are not migrants crossing the border. These are people who are coming across the border in violation of federal law. In the state of Texas, there are 28 ports of entry. Look at Eagle Pass, Texas alone, where people are crossing between a port of entry. Right above where they are crossing is a bridge they could cross over legally, and yet they're choosing to come across the border illegally. But more important than that, you see increasing evidence that we have criminals who have been let out of Venezuelan prisons who are coming across the border, wrecking carnage across the United States. We have people crossing the border on the terrorist watch list in record numbers. Who knows what type of terrorism they will be causing in future years because Joe Biden let them into the United States.
And Governor, finally, because I know we're running out of time, a lot of people across the country would look at what's happening with this bipartisan border bill. And I know you answered some of it, but they would like something done right now. Why wait until the November election to do something on the border that could potentially get passed right now?
So remember this, what is in the United States Senate, is not a border bill, It's a Ukraine funding bill with some gimmicks added to it that do absolutely nothing. Let me finish. That do absolutely nothing to decrease crossings. And actually, it cements and allows crossings across the border. The bill already passed by Congress, by the United States House.
But it doesn't have Democratic support. The bipartisan bill does.
And if we had a genuine leader as president of the United States who really did want to get something done to secure the border, he would work with his own party to work with a Republican passed bill to get that law passed.
But he did work with his own party and he worked with the Republicans in the Senate. Why not pass that bill now?
Because the Senate bill codifies illegal immigration and actually promotes even more illegal immigration as opposed to stopping illegal immigration. The bill that stops illegal immigration is a bill already passed out of the United States House of Representatives. That is the bill that the president, if he really wants to do something, he will work with Democrats to find a way to pass a version of H.R. 2.
Governor, do you want to be Donald Trump's vice president this year?
So listen, my goal is singular, and that is to be the leader of the great state of Texas.
And do you plan to run for president in 2028?
Thanks for watching. Stay updated about breaking news and top stories on the NBC News app or follow us on social media.
Controversial immigration law set to take effect in Texas. In Texas, controversies surround the impending implementations of Senate Bill 4 as before, prompting protests with 100 participants rallying outside the state capitol in Austin. The law set to make effect this week empowers Texas law enforcement to arrest, jail, and prosecute migrants are suspected of illegal border crossings, potentially allowing state judges to instruct migrants to return to Mexico. Under the Operation Lone Star, part of the state's multi-billion dollar border security initiative, Texas troopers have already arrested over 10,000 migrants on criminal trespassing charges. Critics, including state lawmakers Victoria Neve Criado, expresses concerns that SB 4 may lead to racial profiling, arguing that determining legal status is within the federal government's jurisdiction. Governor Greg Abbott dismisses these worries, emphasizing the law's applicability to individuals from various countries. Sheriff Brad Coy of Kinney County supports SB 4, considering it is a deterrent against crime and acknowledging operational challenges in his rural jurisdiction with limited law enforcement resources. Legal battles over immigration persist between the Biden administrations and Texas, with SB 4 facing potential review by the Supreme Court of its legality.